Flip that down marker to third down now. You know, we've got one of those fancy LED ones. Third down means Class 5A here on the Delta Pest Football Report. And let's run through the Hootens.com rankings. Right on top, the Pulaski Academy Bruins, four-time defending state champions at 11-1. Also 11-1, conference brother Little Rock Christian there at number two. Harrison is up one to number three after beating Wynn. Marlton moves up three spots after a victory at Blytheville, and the Devil Dogs sit at number four. Texarkana drops two after closing its season with a loss to Little Rock Christian. Little Rock McClellan also down one, finishing the year at 10-2 and ranked number six. Blytheville is down one and finishes the season at number seven. Wynn is eight, Little Rock Parkview at nine, and Greenbrier at number 10. Barry, our game of the week is in West Little Rock. It's number three, Harrison, at number one, Pulaski Academy.
This is a rematch of last year's quarterfinal, which Pulaski Academy won 57-20. But in that game, Harrison's top running back, Gabe Husky, he did not play because of a dislocated shoulder. Quarterback Ben Jones was beat up as well and very limited, but the Goblins are much healthier this season. Husky leads Class 5A with over 1,900 yards this season. He's rushed for 30 touchdowns, and he's caught six touchdown passes. And the Goblins are much better on defense this year, with junior linebacker Brooks both amassing 112 tackles. But that Goblin D will be tested by PA's dynamic offense. The Bruins put up almost 50 points a game, led by junior quarterback Braden Bratcher and senior receivers John David White and Hudson Henry. And that Bruin D was sharp last week, held Little Rock McClellan to just 137 yards. Hootens.com picks the Bruins by a dozen.
All right, and of course, the winner of that game earns a berth in the championship next week at War Memorial Stadium and will face the winner of either number two, Little Rock Christian, or number four, Marlton. Bury this game in Marlton.
Marlton comes into this game on a little bit of a winning streak, and last week the Devil Dogs bounced Batesville by 25 points in the playoffs, 30-0 in the third quarter of that game. And Marlton's resurgence coincides with junior quarterback Jacoby Criswell finally getting healthy from his knee injury. Criswell's passed for nearly 900 yards and eight touchdowns in the past four games, and he's running the ball a little better nowadays as well. And Little Rock Christian has a dandy quarterback as well, senior Justice Hill. He battled a hamstring injury earlier in the season, but still completes 72% of his passes for almost 2,500 yards, 28 touchdowns, just three interceptions this year, and he's a dynamic runner as well. Hootens.com picks Little Rock Christian by three.
All right, Barry, two good games on tap there. We're back with Class 4A. In a moment.
This is Chad Hooten for Delta Pest Control. Bill and Doris Lawrence have been doing a great job for Delta Pest. The company's been around since 1976. They started down in McGee and were really the first company in South Arkansas to successfully treat fire ants. Did that back in 84 and have been doing it ever since. They handle termites. That's the bulk of their business, but they also do other things at Delta Pest, including now some building. Delta Pest is a licensed building contractor in Arkansas. They can do minor repairs and remodeling. Check them out online at deltapestcontrol.net. They're great folks. They get an A+ from the Better Business Bureau. You should call Delta Pest Control.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 65 years. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Attorney General Leslie Rutledge wants to protect Arkansans from scams, fraud, and ID theft. This is the Rutledge Report.
Families, protect your children from online predators. Establish guidelines for internet use. Tell children not to post personal information and talk about dangers of meeting new online friends in person.
For more consumer tips, go to arkansasag.gov. Follow Attorney General Leslie Rutledge on Facebook or Twitter.
As soon as everyone has their dish, heads can't help but turn to your sizzling beef tenderloin. Food envy sets in instantly. The plate in front of you is so tantalizing you hardly hear the oohs and ahs. How's the tenderloin, they ask? It's juicy and succulent. Of course it is. It's beef, and it's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by the Arkansas Beef Council and the Beef Producers of Arkansas. For great beef recipes, visit this site, beefitswhatsfordinner.com.